Sean Burks, the head football coach with the Audubon Wheelers, joining us here today as they wrap up the regular season at Woodbine. And Coach, appreciate you joining us here today, and congratulations on a fantastic season so far.
Thank you. Appreciate the coverage you guys give our athletes every week. And we've had a good 7 weeks. We're looking to keep it rolling this week.
You're already locked into the playoffs. This is the last game of the regular season. We'll talk about Woodbine here in just a second, but what do you guys want to do this week? What are you looking to accomplish?
I mean, obviously the big thing for us is it's a new challenge defending a team that passes this well, so that'll be good for us. I want to see how we, what kind of pass rush we have, how we are in our zones. It's a challenge we haven't had a whole lot of. You know, Coon Rapids threw it a little bit, Exira threw it a little bit. But these guys are definitely probably the team that's done it for the longest. So I mean, their schemes are really good, their personnel is really good. It's probably the best true passer we've seen in the Bantam kid. So it's a different test. It's a tough test. So that's the biggest one for me, is how are we going to come out defensively and attack that and respond to that? Because the last two times we played them in 18 and 19, we didn't have a whole lot of answers. We beat them both times, but they were both shootouts. You know, I think we beat them 104-50 and like 86-59 or something like that. So we don't want to get in a shootout. We want to go out there defensively, make a statement against a really quality team. So that's the biggest question this week, is definitely how's our defense going to handle a spread passing team.
And they're good at throwing the ball again this year, the way it looks.
Yeah, the Bantam kid's really good at quarterback. He's got the Klein kid he likes to throw to, but he'll spread it out. You know, they run a lot of slants and curls and outs, and then they catch you in that, and they'll go deep. They'll throw some guard eligible, then they'll turn and hand it off and hit you with a quick little inside trap. They get your linebackers backpedal, and all of a sudden they get downhill on you, and it's tough. You know, they've got one of the best linemen in the district as well. The Hofer kid is, he's a returning all-district lineman of the year. He's good. He's a good DN. He's a good guard. He's got good size. And so it's not like they've got a bunch of schmucks up front. They've got guys up front that can block and give their quarterback time. And if we can get a little pressure, it'll help. But we got to do so with contain, because when he breaks down, if he's got guys running downfield and our secondary is downfield and he gets out of the pocket, there's a lot of grass for him to run. And he scrambles really well.
You mentioned the Klein kid. They also have a Friend kid that's caught a lot of balls for him and several touchdowns. How do they use both of those guys? Are they similar or are they different types of receivers?
You know, they've got several different types. You know, they've got some taller, skinnier kids that'll play more of the Z or the T out wide, and then they've got some, the Klein kid and the Friend kid that can move around as well. You know, the thing with them schematically is they'll move guys around. They'll put them in the backfield. They'll put them in the slot. They'll put them out wide. They've even snapped it directly to the different kids as well. So they'll use nice formations. They're a team that uses motion really well, various motions. They've got some nice zone beaters and some nice man beaters. So they're obviously well coached. They're a nice team to have to play, because they really do challenge you defensively, and they've challenged us over the years, and they'll challenge us again this year.
Coach, if you can get some pressure on Bantam, how do you not allow him to hurt you with his feet as well?
Yeah, you got to rush the passer with integrity. You know, you've got to keep your outside shoulder free, squeeze it down, and hope our nose guard can then squeeze it down from the middle. So, you know, if all of a sudden we pick a gap and we fly upfield and he's able to step through a gap, you're in trouble. You've got to work together. You got to use your leverage. You know, the DN's got to work together to pin him in the middle, and then the nose guard's got to finish it off. If he starts rolling to a side, that defensive end's got to get off his block and not allow him to beat him to the corner. So we got to keep him in the pocket. That's the key.
Coach, you mentioned here just a little bit ago, you scored around 100 a couple of years ago, almost 90 the other time you played him. So your offense has had a lot of success. Do you see them changing up what they do defensively to try to slow you guys down?
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do defensively. To be honest, they've thrown different things at us different years. You know, they've been a three-man front, they've been a two-man front, they've been zone, they've been man, they've handled motion differently. So that's one thing that Coach Crook, you know, seems to coach up really well, is game plan week to week. You know, it's not like you can put on their film and go, okay, they're going to be a three-man, they're going to run cover two or whatever it might be. They're going to mix it up week to week. So we're really focusing on us this week. You know, we're going to plan on knowing what we know how to do. And then when we get out there Friday and see what they're doing, we got to be ready to make some adjustments and go from there. Because we've learned over the years, you can't put a ton of time into attacking a certain way, because a lot of teams against us change what they do because we're a different team to prepare for. and they want to junk us, and they see how explosive we are in the run game. And so we see a lot of different looks. So we're not going to game plan for one specific look. We think they'll give us some various looks, and we've got to be ready, if, like I said, Friday for us to adjust on the fly.
You guys are putting up good offensive numbers right now. Are you happy with the way your offense is executing?
We're getting there. We need to be more efficient in the pass game. We got to be able to use that to keep teams off balance. Last week we completed a few big passes, but we had some drops, some deflections, some incompletions. We just weren't very efficient. We got to pass the ball. Over 50% completion rate is always nice, but also stay explosive with it too. We need to be able to take some shots downfield, and that'll help us loosen teams up too. But run game, we're getting there. We've rotated a couple different linemen here the last few weeks after Joey Schramm went down. Gavin Larson's getting better. He's only played about two games, so you got to remember he's like a whole new starter there at the beginning of the year. So as he gets better, we'll become really, really tough, because Alex is doing a nice job at center. Cooper's doing a nice job at guard. Our tight ends and our receivers were focused on blocking this week because there was a few lapses. So I'm looking forward to seeing some more growth from everybody. You don't sign up to be a slot receiver for us to catch 20 balls. You sign up to be a slot receiver to maybe catch one or two balls a week and then go block on the other 40 plays. So we're really emphasizing that. But at the same time, if teams start cheating, we've got to be efficient in the pass game to make them pay.
Have you, for the most part, been happy with the blocking downfield? Has it just went kind of array a little bit the last couple of weeks, or has it been pretty strong most of the season?
It's been pretty good, but there's always room for growth. With those guys too, it's not always downfield. We run enough tight ends and wing backs that, they're blocking right at the line of scrimmage. They got to block a defensive end, or they got to block a linebacker, or they got to get out to the edge and block a corner or a safety. But we just got to get a little more physical. We got to take some of those concepts that our O-line executes, and execute it there with our tight ends and our wing backs. So we were happy with it. I thought yesterday, in practice when we worked on it, it looked pretty good. Now we got to go translate it to the game field on Friday nights, and if we do, that'll make us even better.
Carter Andreessen's had a nice year for you, kind of quietly with Gavin Smith, the quarterback. He's going to put up such great numbers that sometimes other guys kind of get unnoticed a little bit. What have you seen from Carter this year? I mean, man, he's been pretty solid, averaging almost 11 yards per carry.
Yeah, Carter's very workmanlike. He's not going to say a whole lot. He hadn't been out since freshman year, so he's learning a lot on the fly. So really proud of the way he's picked up on our concepts. He's been really good at linebacker for us too. But, yeah, running back, he's been a nice 1-2 punch with Gavin. Teams start keying on Gavin. All of a sudden the speed option the last couple weeks has really opened up for our pitch man. We could also hand it to him, and he's physical, man. When we run our triple option, he's our dive man. He's running over linebackers. He's running over safeties. He's not looking to run around anybody ever. He's a physical kid. He's been a nice addition. To be honest, we weren't sure what we were going to do at running back this year. When Carter decided to come out, it really put everyone else in their correct roles. It slid Braden out to slot receiver, where he's the most dangerous. It kept Matt Beiswinger, out wide at the Z, where he can really stretch the field for us when he's healthy. So not only has Carter been really good, it's also helped as a team to then get guys that can then be even better at their spots. Braden catching some passes the last few weeks, that's been opened up because of what Carter's been able to give to us too.
With one less week in the regular season, is tonight about still getting reps for everybody, or if you can get a big enough lead, will you look to sit guys with the playoffs coming up next week?
It's always a fine line to walk. It'll just depend on the game and the situation. We're always a big believer, if we can get guys out while we're still healthy with a comfortable lead, we'll do that. But we're fully expecting a shootout and a battle. We're expecting a four-quarter battle for our varsity Friday night, and we always adjust from there. So, we're not going to rest anybody early. We got to go out. We got to win by 17 to guarantee that home game. So we're going to do everything we can to win comfortably. But Woodbine's not going to make it easy on us. They've got some nice guys. They've got some nice schemes. So we've got to go out and execute. And if we get a chance to play some JV guys, we sure will. But the goal going in is always to take care of business. But Woodbine's going to give us a unique challenge. So we can't overlook them at all. We can't be thinking about when we're going to put JV guys in. We got to go in prepared for a four-quarter battle.
Well, Coach, appreciate you joining us here today. Wish you the best of luck coming up on Friday night. I know the guys looking forward to catching up with you on the scoreboard show following the game.
You bet. Looking forward to it. Thanks.
You bet. Head Coach Sean Burks again with the Audubon Wheelers. Again, they head to Woodbine coming up on Friday night.